If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Hi, designers. I want to talk today a little bit about how you control your own reality. You know, recently I have been seeing several designers kind of down on themselves for stuff going on. And I find often if we can get a positive spin on things that things aren't quite as bad as you think. Now, this is really spurred by me finding this video of two gentlemen talking, and I sent it to my teenage daughters because I wanted them to hear this because I thought this was super fascinating. So I'm going to play the clip for you. It's directly from Instagram. The name of the person who posted it, I believe, is Sebastian Ings. I don't know if I'm saying his name right, but just listen to this.
Basically make completely different decisions.
Biological twins, grew up together, I believe it was Detroit.
Same households, same mom and dad, same religion, same food on the table, like literally the ingredients were all the same.
One goes to jail, one's an executive of a Fortune 500 company.
Damn.
When asked why, they had the same answer. So the guy who's in jail, what else did you expect? I grew up in a house that was like this. I grew up with a mom that was like this. I grew up with a dad that was like this. What other choice did I have? Guy becomes executive. What other choice did I have? I came from a life like this. I had a mom like this. It was literally the same answer,
so good.
But they drew different conclusions. Successful people don't have different problems. They have different solutions.
I think that is such an interesting thing because so often I think we think that other people have it better than us or the grass is greener somewhere else. And I'm going to tell you, I have this exact same problem. You know, the position I'm in right now, I sometimes will be like, oh, like if this was the case or if I had parents who did X, Y, and Z, then my life would be easier, better, all of that good stuff. And I love this example because at the end of the day, we do create our own reality and we don't even realize it when we're putting a negative spin on things instead of putting a positive spin on things, which in a lot of ways, many of us really default to like, darn it that these things happen and we didn't, you know, have X, Y, and Z, instead of flipping it around and being like, oh my gosh, look at all the amazing things that we have. Look at how creative I am. Look at all the knowledge and skill I've already created. And this is in particular, as I'm thinking about those of you who are getting started in the software, or maybe those of you who are nervous about AI coming in. I think there are a lot of, it feels like, variables going on in the world right now that makes everything seem scary, when the truth is that we are creating those realities in our brain. It doesn't mean that things aren't happening and that there aren't outside and external forces that are, you know, competing for our attention, but it also shows us that, you know, whatever we spend our time thinking about is really the thing that is going to drive our actions. And so my challenge to you today, especially those of you who are brand new in the software, and it feels hard, and it feels like daunting, and things aren't working the way you want it to, and Illustrator isn't being nice to you, and it's just not a clean, you know, go, or you can't figure out how the expand tool works. Believe me, I understand. First of all, say to yourself, it is amazing that I've already done as much as I have. It really is. It's pretty darn amazing that you have learned everything that you have already learned in the program. The software is not easy. I don't care what anyone tells you. My designers, like when they see me in it, they say it's super fast. They're like, oh, I can't believe how fast you are. But the only reason I'm fast in it is because I've been doing it for 20 plus years, right? First as a teacher and then in my own design businesses. So I've been doing it for a really long time. In 20 years, you will be as fast if you are designing in the programs every single day the way I am. It's just impossible not to get fast. You also figure out your own shortcuts. And I think this is important for you to understand. Illustrator, Photoshop, Procreate, all of these different softwares usually have three ways to do the same thing to offer you the exact same results. You are going to find the results that work the best for you. One of my designers was showing me, you know, the way that they hold on to colors for swatches in the library at Illustrator. And while I do have, we have like branding swatches that we use, I rarely save them as a template just to put in every single time. Why? Because it's never really made sense for me. It doesn't necessarily make me go faster. But for this designer, it did. You know, they like to use the same colors over and over again, so it made a ton of sense. And so because of that, it made a lot of sense for them to use the color swatches, but not necessarily for me. So pay attention to what people are teaching you and use the tools that make the most sense for you and for what you're creating. Now, some of you might say, well, I'm so new in the software, Karina, so I don't even really know what I should or shouldn't do. That's okay. In the beginning, it's just figuring out the limitations of the software. And I say that because a lot of people use the software and think it is boundless. It is not. The more you understand the limitations of AI, of software, of any of the tech stuff that's related to what we do, the better and smarter you will be about your design work. This is no different than the way it was in the 1700s or the 1800s when they were using lithography, or even 20 years ago when we were doing a lot of screen printing. We still do screen printing. That's what our fabric is, you know, being created from, screen prints. You know, we understand the limitations of those print methods. And because when we understand the limitations, we design differently. If we know that we're going to get weird prints or the colors are going to mesh weird, then we're going to change up our design work. That's being a smart designer. And it really does come from experience, which is part of your three hurdles if you follow the model in the Design Profit and Prosper model. Or book, I should say, because that model really talks to you about how much time and experience and differentiation, all that good stuff that you really need in order to move forward. So if you are, you know, your reality right now seems a little bit bleak, and I'm talking to you as designers. I'm not talking about all the other things in our lives, right? There are other things in our lives, outside factors that maybe feel a little bleak right now. I would love for you to think of all of the good things that you already have and ponder on those things and how it's being used to your benefit. And there are, I promise you, some things there that are making you an amazing designer, that's moving you forward, that you've already done, that is actually considered huge wins, and you don't even realize it. I was speaking to one of my designers who was about 9 months into the program, and actually I think she, I'm trying to remember when her episode's coming out, but I was really surprised, you know, like it feels like such a short amount of time and such a long time at the same time of year in a program. And she was like, I am so much further along than I would have been on my own. I would have never done any of these things. And that's what you really need. You need that momentum to get going. That is how we win. That is how we make progress, and that's how we create a design business. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Hopefully this has helped, and I'm really excited for those of you who are coming to our craft and design event. It's going to be so fun, and it is totally free. So it's a live event in our Facebook group, and if you want to join, you can just go to designsuitecourses.com/event, and we can't wait to see you there. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.